It's a place that gives you many different viewpoints. You walk up a hill to see it, you walk down a hill to see it, you can walk around it in all directions. It's really wonderful. I think I was supremely lucky to have that place available. I think it's the best place I could have gotten, and I would dig my heels in to keep it there. Since my pieces are geometrical by their nature, it's much better, much more, a better contrast to put them in nature rather than have them up against architecture. And whenever I can, I look for a place where there's greenery and there are trees. That's why the Storm King place is especially beautiful, because that's all there is there in that location. When I look at these big pieces, I did them when I was somewhat younger, and very often I say, how did I do that? That's what often comes to mind. And I'm very pleased with the free ride home there. It's one of the best representatives anywhere for my work. This is Snelson's sculpture. I often use art students to work on pieces. They get very excited about it immediately. People do working on these things because there's a challenge to putting it together. It's a great triumph to see cables scattered around the ground and spaghetti, and then putting the parts together, and suddenly it rises up. It's very exciting. And there's always the mystery of why structures work at all, and especially since these kinds of pieces, the kind I do, are distilled structural statements. They're the minimal conditions that you can have to give rise to a form like this. Pure push and pure pull. And that mystery is like one of the fundamental mysteries of nature. Why something pushing and why something pulling in combination in space can resolve itself into a configuration like this. That's the mystery, and that's part of the magic of the material that I work with always, and that's why I'm in love with it continually. It's like religion. It's the perfect mystery that suits my center. It's fundamental nature. It's the simplest statement about what makes things possible, what makes matter possible in nature. And it's as if I'm playing this role of conductor, perhaps, for the orchestra of my own mind, where the materials, these simple materials of push and pull, are all that I've got to work with, but that's all I need to work with, because I can create an entire structural universe out of these two kinds of forces, pushing and pulling, things that keep matter from falling apart and things that keep matter from compressing to nothingness. Since I work with a model at the beginning, the model that I'm constructing out of which the form comes, I have the opportunity in that always to see it from all these different positions, usually not against grass but against the floor of my studio. As I begin to put it together, the form becomes more specific, and as the form becomes more specific, the real problems of how to make it stand up solidly, sufficiently well related part to part, that those things become the problem of the day, the moment. And sometimes they solve in a brief moment, and sometimes you really have to discover what's going on